Well, Peter, first round, first leg matches in the Donegal Senior Championship can always be tricky affairs. The tie of the round, which was billed as the tie of the round, Glenn Swilly against Niamh Connell, was the last of the matches to be played yesterday evening. It finished in a share of the spoils. Niamh Connell will be happy to come away with a draw out of this one, but the match didn't live up to its hype and its billing.
No, Oisin, they certainly didn't. I suppose maybe we were expecting too much. These two teams would be fancied if they could get past. Whoever gets past this first round would fancy themselves to go a long way in the club championship. And, you know, there probably was a lot of nerves around the first game, and Glenn Swilly probably wanted to win it. Indeed, they did so by narrowing the pitch, I think, a little to maybe put a hold on the Niamh Connell forwards and maybe worked against them in the end. But in the end, I suppose they'd be happy enough to get out of it with a draw, because they didn't take advantage of the breeze in the first half, and for a long time it looked like Niamh Connell were going to prevail in the second half. But then when they did get their noses in front, they probably felt they should have held on. But Dara Gallagher got Niamh Connell a very, very good result.
And if you're going to progress into the next stage of the competition over the two legs, you do, of course, have to win your home leg to give yourself a chance. Ard Dra done that yesterday with 5 points to spare against Clonmacnoise.
Yeah, maybe one of the best games of the day or the weekend. A very, very close encounter. 5 points at the end probably didn't reflect the amount that Clonmacnoise put into this game. There was only a point in it with 5 minutes to go. And Ard Dra got maybe a rather fortuitous a second goal. The ball broke from Lee McFadden, and Kevin Byrne, who wouldn't be a noted goal scorer, was on hand to drive it home, and there was probably no way back for Clonmacnoise at that stage, but they had contributed handsomely to a very, very good game. Conditions were reasonably good, but there was a strong wind over the whole weekend, but it was a game I really enjoyed, and Clonmacnoise will fancy themselves maybe to take this to a third game.
Well, if McCools are going to take their first round fixture to a third game, they're going to have to win down in Dunfanaghy. St Michael's will be pleased to have come away with a 2.1 on Saturday evening.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult for McCools now. St Michael's, if McCools were going to have a big chance in this game, they needed to win the home leg. But St Michael's would be very happy. Maybe not that convincing of a win overall, but they did enough in the end. McCools did come back in the second half with Paddy McNulty driving them forward, but St Michael's probably have that experience, and they certainly have the scoring power, and they will fancy themselves when they get McCools back to the bridge.
Yeah, South Donegal derby fixture, Killybegs hosting Kilcare in the first leg yesterday afternoon. A very poor showing in the first half by both sides, but the scores started to go on the board in the latter half, and Kilcare running at easy winners 14-6.
Yeah, probably very difficult for Killybegs side that were short maybe up to 9 of their first team players through injury and emigration and what have you. They were really decimated, and they put up a great performance in the first half playing against the Gale Force one, and only were a point behind at the break with just 3 points scored in that opening half. But Kilcare, once they got into their stride in the second half, indeed playing against the wind, sometimes Kilcare are a better team because they carry the ball and they're sharp passing style suited to play into the wind, and Ashley Carr had a really good second half, maybe put his hand up for being involved at that county level. He was so good in the second half. Killybegs weren't able to handle him at all. He scored 6 points, and probably one of those points should have been a goal as well. He could have ended up with 1-5 quite easily, and just the Killybegs defence had they didn't have any answer to him. And Kilcare will be happy now to go back. They have the home leg to come. Hopefully Killybegs, the like of Conor Malloy and players like that will be fit for the return leg, which may be 5-6 weeks before that takes place. And you would hope, you know, that would be a better game in the second leg.
Bundoran put it up to Four Masters in the first half of their first leg game yesterday, Peter, but Four Masters, well, their quality proving too strong once again with a good second half performance.
Yeah, it was always going to be tough for Bundoran, and then when they had a man sent off, that didn't really help them. But probably the story of this game was the positioning of Paul Durkin, the county goalkeeper, at full forward, and he certainly came up with the goods for Four Masters, scoring 1-3. You know, playing in the top division, Four Masters would always been expected to advance. They probably advanced, they won the first leg maybe easier than they might have expected, but they'll be strong favourites to get into the next round.
Interesting to note, there was just two home winners at the weekend in the first legs, Peter. The second of those was Gidor, who won at home easy as well against Termon, 1-12-5.
Yeah, well, they would have always been expected to win that one. And, you know, Termon haven't been going well in the league, and they had to do without Kevin McMenamin yesterday, who I think may have opted to play soccer with Kilmacrennan, and he would have been a big, big loss to Termon as well. So Gidor, you know, they would have probably fancied their chances of going much further, even though they haven't been going that well in the league. They're still one of the strong teams in the county, and you would expect that they would advance to the next round as well.
And Dunloe taking on St Eunan's yesterday, Dunloe being the home side in the first leg, but it was the Letterkenny club who won it by 2 points. How tall in orders are going to be for Dunloe now in the next leg to try and pull off a win?
It'll be a very, very tall order now, and you know, a lot of people were expecting that Dunloe under Declan Bonner might, you know, there might be a resurgence this year, and they would have been a lot of pressure, I suppose, to win this home leg when you're drawn at home the first time. The big talking point from this game was a bit of a row that erupted midway through the first half, and that seemed to spur on St Eunan's more than it did the home team, which is rather surprising. And though they, St Eunan's got some great scores from young players like Paddy Kennedy and Connor Gibbons, and they'll go back to O'Donnell Park, and they'll be very, very confident of going through at the first time of asking.
And the last of the games was Glenfinn winning down in Inishowen against Mallon. 3-12-2-12 was the final score. A goal separating these two sides, but in the early stages it looked as if Glenfinn was going to run away with it, but Mallon made a good game of it in the second half.
Yeah, possibly on paper, maybe one of the surprise results of the weekend. You know, you never go to Mallon and win easily. And Glenfinn, so I think they were 1-5 to no score up at one stage in the first half. Malachy Martin obviously got a couple of goals for them, and they, you know, the goals won matches in the end, and they must have went home very, very happy yesterday, because they were struggling with a few injuries as well going into that match, and to get the win up in Mallon, they'll feel very confident that they can advance now.
And finally, Peter, as we said at the outset, first round, first leg matches in the championship can be tricky ones. Any highlights from the games over the last few days that were of interest to you?
There weren't that many highlights. Maybe the play, as I say, those young players from St Eunan's, Paddy Kennedy, Connor Gibbons, Patrick McBurty. Played in Killybegs. He didn't score, which is unusual for Patrick McBurty playing for Kilcar, but he performed quite well, had a great tussle with Jason Nocter. But probably one of the best performances of the weekend that I've seen was Ashley Carr in the Kilcar front line, and he was excellent, even though he was marked by David Conwell, one of the better tight marking cornerbacks in the county. But Carr was on fire yesterday, and probably that was my highlight of the weekend.